you can go to the clerk's office, register to vote, and then get your absentee ballot and vote at that time. So when you vote now, if you're not registered, you can register at the time you vote.
Susan Ripley, head of the League of Women Voters of Idaho, says if folks have moved or they've had a name change, they need to re-register to vote. They may also need to update their signature if it's changed, since county clerks match the signatures with those on voter registration cards to validate ballots. Many Idaho counties have early in-person voting options until October 30th. Ripley says folks should check idahovotes.gov to find out where to do that, because it might be different than usual due to the pandemic. She adds to vote by mail, voters need to request an absentee ballot by October 23rd.
If you're going to mail it early so you make sure it gets there, because that ballot has to be in the hands of the clerk November 3rd at the time the polls close.
Folks can also drop off their ballots at their local county clerk's office or at a drop box if their county has them. Ripley says voters also can track their absentee ballots online at idahovotes.gov. The League of Women Voters has set up the website vote411.org so people can find out more about local candidates. Ripley says many voters are engaged in this election but are concerned about the security of their ballots.
They want to vote and they want their vote to be counted. And that's, I think, the major echo that I'm hearing from people.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.